Economic forecasters expect Central New York to continue the slow but steady growth it's seen in the past few years. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, while that growth should continue, there are potential roadblocks keeping the region from reaching the robust growth in other parts of the country.
M&T Bank regional economist Gary Keith says the future of Central New York's economy hinges on its workforce.
It's one thing to be able to put up buildings and attract businesses, retain businesses, but if they don't have the right mix of labor to move forward, that's just going to keep one foot on the brake.
Keith worries about the exodus of older workers retiring and taking their skills with them, so the key will be continuing to attract a younger workforce. Keith also says the intangibles are important, suggesting the community needs to work together to promote significant change. Keith says that could be one byproduct of a new mayoral administration in the city of Syracuse. Ben Walsh, Syracuse's new mayor, says he senses an optimism around town that could feed into that intangible.
If we work together across sectors, we have the opportunity to take this community to the next level and begin to accelerate the growth that we all so desperately want to see.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.